Here with your MarketLine Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Expanded limits on Thursday for live cattle and feeders still wasn't enough. Live cattle futures up limit again, another $4.50 on the June board to $93.97.5. Feeder cattle for August up another $5.40 to $138.15. In other words, this cattle market seems to be wanting to roar back, with plants reopening and boxed beef demand still strong. Corn also getting a bump on Thursday with some weather concerns. Scott Shellady has details.
A threat of a freeze in the eastern belts. Here's the beginning of maybe Mother Nature coming to the rescue. We've had such a bad, hard time of it as of late when it comes to these prices and corn being attached to that ethanol market and ethanol being, again, 33% of what we use or 33% of the corn balance sheet. If we don't use it for ethanol, it's coming back in the corn market, and that's not going to be good. So that's why we've seen such a steep decline. And, hey, today we're higher, and it's on the back of the fact that maybe Mother Nature's coming to the rescue here a little bit. And we've got a little bit of a freezing. I don't think it'll amount to a lot, but it's definitely amounted to corn higher on the day. So
that corn market ended up closing up 3.5 cents for July to 3.18. Not a whole lot of movement in the wheat markets, most up just about a penny. Class 3 milk fell 32 cents on the June board to $13.30. This is Tim Hammerich with MarketLine.